From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Abby Hoover is reporting for Columbia Green Media on the efforts by public schools in Columbia and Greene counties to provide meals to students and child care for essential workers during the ongoing COVID-19 emergency. The Hudson City School District expanded meal pickup beginning March 23rd to 8 locations in Hudson and Stouffville. Meals are available for pickup Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. for all children 18 and younger. The Hudson After School Program is providing child care for school-aged children of essential workers at the elementary school Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the district is placing younger children with existing licensed daycare providers. Information on the meal program and child care can be found at hudsoncsd.org. District Superintendent Sal D'Angelo said families in the Chatham Central School District are asked to call the district's food service director at 518-392-1536 for assistance. Grab-and-go meals are available for Germantown Central School District families at the bus loop at the Route 9G entrance of the school from 10 a.m. to noon on Tuesdays and Fridays. Ichabod Crane School District is providing daily free bagged breakfast and lunch to children under the age of 18 at the high school cafeteria from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The First Presbyterian Church of Valencia from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and St. Joseph's Catholic Church from 10 a.m. to noon. Donations to the Valencia Food Pantry are accepted at the cafeteria from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The district recommends essential workers contact Child Care Connections of Family of Woodstock at 518-822-1944 or OK Kids for kindergarten through sixth grade students for child care. New Lebanon Central School District now delivers meals on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but it has not decreased the number of meals. Families in the Taconic Central School District can pick up breakfast and lunches at the district's regular bus stops. They arrive 3 hours after the child's regular bus pickup time. In Greene County, Catskill Central School District is distributing lunch and a snack on weekdays at 12 distribution locations. A full list can be found at catskillcsd.org. The food not given away by the end of the day is donated to the Matthew 25 Food Pantry in Catskill. Delivery is also available by calling 518-943-2300, extension 1413, the day before. The Coxsackie Athens School District is using one pickup location at the high school from 7:30 to 9 a.m. and delivers Monday through Thursday to bus stop locations for families who sign up at cacsd.org. Cairo Durham School District has a phone line to sign up for breakfast and lunch at 518-622-3231, extension 35203. Pickup locations are Cairo Durham Elementary School and at the former Durham Elementary School from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Greenville Central School District is providing pickup times from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. on March 25th and 30th. On March 25th, 6 meals will be available, and on March 30th, 4 meals will be available. The pickup locations are First Baptist Church in Westerlo, Rensselaerville Firehouse, Midway Congregational Christian Church, and Greenville Central School District Middle School High School. Hunter Tannersville Central School District families can pick up from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Monday and Wednesday at the Haynes Fall Fire Department, Tannersville Fire Department, Hunter Fire Department, or Lexington Fire Department. Information is available by email at freefood@htcschools.org. Wyndham Ashland Jewett Central School District is partnering with the Wyndham Community Pantry at Hope Restoration Church to distribute to students on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to noon. Morgan McKay is reporting for the State of Politics blog. State officials March 23rd announced it was launching a hotline number New Yorkers can call to report hate crimes and bias-based incidents. Even during the pandemic, hate crimes are still pervasive in New York. Of late, there have been an increase in the number of incidents against Asian Americans. People are being called racial slurs, attacked for wearing a protective mask, and even sprayed with chemicals. Anyone who has experienced a hate crime or bias-based incident can call 1-800-771-7755 or email civil.rights@ag.ny.gov. The AG's office will help connect victims to resources, launch civil investigations, and help law enforcement bring a person or group to justice. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and for COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.